We're going to talk about what happens when you decide to take a job at a car wreck defense firm. You found out that there's been a vacancy all of a sudden. Somebody's left the firm, and you've decided to accept the job, and we're going to try to take a look at what one of your typical days will be like. First thing is the boss said, go down the hall, and I think he said, turn left into my new office. No, that's not right. I think it must have been a right turn. There we go. Remember, we're taking over for somebody who left kind of abruptly. Let's take a look at the day. We of course, calendar things out and schedule what we're going to do. First up for the day, I know it's a little hard to read, but the claim rep's going to call with a new assignment. Stanley Goodhart from Compassionate Insurance Company of America is going to be calling with a new case. And right on time, the phone rings, and it's Stanley, and he's calling in with the new assignment. Let's talk about what you've got to do from this very first phone call as a car wreck defense lawyer. One thing is make it clear who is your client. The companies and claims adjusters will pressure you into trying to believe that you're actually their client and that you have to do things that they say you have to do. You need to remind them right up front, your client is the person whose name appears on the pleading. That's who you represent. Also, get clear guidance as to exactly what the claim rep wants to do. There's a lot of turnover at that level, and as a result, you're dealing not so much with people who are trying to do the wrong thing, but people that don't often know better. So get as much as you possibly can right up front in clear guidance, and know exactly what, or make sure they know exactly what your permissible actions are. And here's the reason why. Here's the very specific reason why.